everybody was kung fu fighting.
I knew you were going to start with that. Now sing it in Mandarin. don't be racist.
You know, well, let's just Cantonese. Let's try that.
Yeah. 15 years ago, I could have done something really racist right there, and everyone would have been like, oh,
goddamn PC police. Yeah.
Well, it was actually funny. Like, over the break, I was listening to one of the One of Us reviews, and Jason Murphy was on, and he has like a, he's very funny, but he has an old sensibility.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he said a joke that just did not go over well. And I was like, they haven't been on with Jason Murphy before.
I think I know which one that was.
I know which one that was. Yeah.
Because like, I was in my car driving to Houston. I was like, I was like laughing.
But Jason Murphy's not here to go ching chong sing song sing.
I'm gonna like just strangle Jason Murphy next time I see him, and he's gonna be like, "Why?" And then I'll be like, "Because Chris made a joke in your voice.
You would have done it."
He knows better even than to tell that joke I just told. Kung Fu Panda 3. I will say this. I know that Sarah, for instance, this is your first Kung Fu Panda movie?
My second
one. Oh, your second. Okay.
But I saw the first one on a plane, so that doesn't really count as seeing a movie.
Kind of halfway paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you sort of have to go to the bathroom, sort of hungry. Where's the damn flight attendant?
I mean, I feel like for me, for some extent, one of the reasons, and I did not enjoy this as much as the first two, which I did genuinely really enjoy. But I think part of that is just like, there's a point with animated sequels where you're like, guys, just
you said
stop.
What you had to say.
Just stop.
Yeah, I'm not
sure how much further you can go with this before we all just get tired and go.
Well, I can
and
see-
start to go, okay, it was funny the first two times, but. Yeah.
We get it. Poe Dameron is the one. Oh, wait. Different Poe.
Different Poe. Yeah.
Okay. He spins one.
Like, I'd even say I like the second one a little better than the first one.
I actually did, too. I was saying that to Martin. He was like, really?
Fighting scenes are amazing in the second one.
Well, okay.
I like the first one better than the second one.
But this is the thing here, too, that one of the main problems I have with this third one is that there's not as much fighting in it. And what fighting there is mainly just slapstick. The first two movies actually tried to really get into representing the actual martial arts styles that each of these animals was representing and showed them doing it. So it was actually, you felt like you were watching really cool animated kung fu at points when you were watching it. And there are moments towards the end here that it starts to go that way, but I felt on the whole a little like,
well, see,
it's not as kung fu-y.
I definitely see what you're saying. Like, it didn't hit me until you just said it. You're right. But I think that was very on purpose.
Yeah.
They were trying to move past the fighting to that, you know, if you like the old kung fu movies and some of the current ones, that enlightenment phase of kung fu, like they were trying to show his development.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what you get when you water down the kung fu? You get Ninja Turtles 2.
Yeah.
Secret of the Ooze.
Do not besmirch
the live action. Yeah, because
do not besmirch Secret of the Ooze, sir.
Well, because like Secret of the Ooze.
I fucking love. I love that movie.
I didn't realize until I was an adult that they don't use their weapons that entire movie.
Oh my god!
Because the first movie was too violent, parents complained, and so the second movie is just completely watered down. I was like, "Holy shit!"
Wait! People saw those movies?
The 1989 one is genuinely good. The first.
Damn! Sorry.
Wait, the one with Vanilla Ice?
No.
This is
the second one.
Okay. Yo, it's a green machine. Want to rock the mic without being seen? Have you ever seen a turtle get down?
Right, I blame
Ryan Salisbury's not here anymore. Somebody has to do this.
I'm just disappointed that you reserved a portion of your brain space for that.
That and Too Hot to Handle, Too Cold to Hold. They Call the Ghostbusters in the Ant Control. Yeah, all of that.
Not helping.
Wow.
Early 90s horrible rap right here.
There was no rapping in Kung Fu Panda 3.
Thankfully.
Like me and Adele going tour.
Well, I didn't stay through the credits. There may have been a Vanilla Ice song later on. I don't know. Just the soundtrack.
It was a DreamWorks picture, so there was probably a dance number.
But, you know.
Or there was. There was.
There probably was.
It was.
I mean, it did end with a big, like, here's a song that everybody knows.
The Ewok song.
It's Kung Fu Fighting.
Before we even talk about the movie, can we talk about.
20 minutes in.
Can we spend 20 minutes talking about something that's useless, like their 20-minute pre-show of let's awkwardly interview all of these actors and be so nervous.
That is the first time I've ever seen this happen in like 17 years of doing this, where they're like, okay, we're like, oh, it's 10 minutes past start time.
Yeah.
Let's, the movie started, okay, with first off, like a title card for 10 minutes with that just played the overture?
Yeah.
The overture.
The love theme from Kung Fu Panda 3.
It's like The Hateful Eight all over again.
Yeah. Admittedly, like, that's probably not what regular audiences are going to have to deal with. Yeah. But then they go to, like E! Hollywood Presents type thing. like on the red carpet, yeah, talking to all the stars for like another 10 minutes. And you're like, are you, we're already sitting here.
You don't need to sell me.
Movie. You don't need to, you know, you guys, this movie's going to be good. What did you think I was going to leave before?
Done.
Well, it almost made me want to like leave the theater and go watch the other movies these people were in. I was like, you know, I haven't seen Elementary. I could go watch that Lucy Liu in it.
This is something I have a problem with basically any like DreamWorks or even Pixar film where they get these giant actors who don't do much other than their own voices. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Jack Black. But he was Jack Black.
He has grown into his role.
Yeah. Okay.
He's accepted that he is himself.
He is himself. Oh, shit, that was it. So they were showing the red carpet, and they had, like, Kate Hudson, who...
Didn't give
it. Like, they
who
introduced...
Who clearly never met her child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You mean little Donald Trump?
Her little
her child who had
child.
That look on his face like, yeah, I'm the biggest bully in my school.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Draco Malfoy? Is that you?
Because these celebrities clearly have nannies raising their kids, so she's never met her son before.
Thought it was a little weird she was wearing a relatively conservative blouse that she had just unbuttoned to show her cleavage. She had a Power Girl window that she had made for herself in her shirt.
A very nice shirt that does not have that window.
Yeah, she just unbuttoned it in the strategic way. So look, remember,
I don't know. I don't want to slut shame.
Don't worry, no one's going to see this.
This part, unless you watch the bonus features on the Blu-ray.
Yeah, which probably won't even have that.
I'm sure it's
going to
be available somewhere.
But I mean, what was the point in having Kate Hudson and? Was there anybody else who was an addition from the last movies?
Like, almost everyone we saw there, like Dustin Hoffman, Lucy Liu.
They had been in the past.
Anyway, every time I see Lucy Liu, I just go, oh, I want to go watch again that one good movie you were in, Payback.
Hey, she's been in a lot of good movies.
Hubba, hubba.
She was in Kill Bill.
Yeah, that's true. She's in Kill Bill.
Like, one of the best parts of that movie.
What are the other movies?
Charlie's Angels.
She was in?
The first one was good. The second one was shit.
All right, so anyway, Kung Fu Panda 3.
Watching the Detectives is a good Lucy Liu movie.
Kung Fu Panda 3.
Yeah.
As someone who barely watched the first one, I think this was very adorable. And I noticed something about the audience, which was mostly under the age of 10.
Yes.
They were kind of like, you know, typical kid audience, like making a lot of noise at the beginning. And then they quieted down. There was like one little girl who was making a lot of noise.
One little
front.
Shit in front of us.
I have like blinders for that though.
Yeah, you're in an animated film at an afternoon screening. Yeah. It's just what's going to happen.
But most of the kids, they were laughing when there were jokes. Mm-hmm. They were, you know, gasping when there was action. But they weren't making noise. And that means they weren't bored, which I think was great. I wasn't bored.
It's a big, colorful, very frantic film because DreamWorks especially knows exactly how to keep that really young audience in their seats entertained by making it never slow down for a second. Even when it's slow, it's visually like doing lots of crazy stuff on screen. And in this particular case,
like that opening, even like that opening was amazing. But it looked great at opening. Yeah, that's great.
But I hear the story. Poe, voiced by Jack Black, is the titular panda. Basically gets told by his boss, Dustin Hoffman, Master Shifu, that he needs to master the art of chi. No one mentioned to Shifu that's usually, like, you know, the pre-algebra to algebra of kung fu, where you go, yeah, the whole chi thing, you got to know that first.
Yeah.
And Bo's like, I've never heard of this chi thing. You're like, wow, Shifu, you are a terrible kung fu teacher. That's like literally before you even put on a robe, that's what you learn.
He only has an associate's degree in kung fu.
Right. He learned at night school.
He got it from the Valley Community College.
And the reason is because this guy, voiced by J.K. Simmons, Kai, who's a big, like, I don't know what kind of yak
water
he's supposed to be.
I think it's like water
buffalo. Yeah.
Has escaped from the spirit realm by taking the chi.
Yeah, I've seen
the
Dragon Ball Z. Like, this plot, I'm not kidding.
Very Dragon
Ball Z. This is Dragon Ball Z
by taking in all the chi of the masters who were dead and floating around in the spirit realm and making them into nice little, like, luck pendants.
He made that
belt.
Yes, that's the latest fashion.
And has escaped to Earth and is determined to take all the chi of the masters there and basically do everything to destroy the memory of his former friend Oogway, which we saw in the first film, voiced by Randall Duck Kim, who has since passed on.
Oh, I was wondering that.
Not the actor, but the character.
Oh, yeah.
Randall's okay.
Yeah, as far as I know, I mean, this year I wouldn't put Jeff past and grabbing anybody.
I don't trust anything.
When you see David Bowie up there going like, "Not me."
they summoned David Bowie back from the spirit realm.
Dude, David, I'd love to see the next movie have David Bowie and Alan Rickman forming some sort of awesome dual powered thing, and then they throw Lemmy.
What
at
was
somebody,
that?
You know?
Dragon Ball Z. I can't.
Frieza?
Like the guys that did the.
Oh, the fusion dance.
Yes, yeah. The fusion dance.
We're bringing David Bowie back from the spirit world realm. Thank now that we know it looks like the Terminator.
Yeah,
we'd definitely make that shit happen.
Very true, but. So Poe doesn't, like, she was like, you need to learn to be a teacher. He's like, I can't be a teacher. You want me to, first off, the other guys have been studying Kung Fu longer than the whole backup group of the Crane. Seth Rogen is Mantis, David Cross is Crane, Jackie Chan as Monkey, Lucy Liu as Viper, and Angelina Jolie as Tigress. Like, wait, they've been doing this for years before you have. What do you have to teach them? And the thing is, basically, they go in with the subplot that becomes the main plot where Poe's real dad shows up, voiced by Bryan Cranston, and says, come with me back to see the rest of your real family. And there's something about a Skrull that says pandas have chi power. Like,
for the first time ever, they have a fat bear character that's not John Goodman. Let's just point that out.
Yeah, he's nowhere to be seen in this film. Or heard, I guess is the case maybe. So he goes with them back to their village to learn, but everything is not as it seems, yada, yada, yada. The point is we know at some point Poe will learn magic chi powers through the power of friendship.
I mean, that's a little short.
I don't think it really is.
No, there was a lot of thematic consistency in this movie of... I'll give you an example. Can we do spoilers? Because
let's try to bend away from them as much as possible.
I need to bend away from it.
Yeah, you know, you
Avatar.
Can,
that's all okay. The whole time it, I was thinking about
you
Avatar.
You can bend it to my son, but do not break it.
Okay,
bamboo.
The moves he tries to use are moves from the first movie, and they worked on his first enemy. And they even call back to that when this is really stupid, but he's taking a bath and he's reenacting the first movie. Yeah. And he tries to rely on that old movie, and like the entire movie is showing that this guy is not on that level. You need to get better and better in a way that you don't even know, because like when after he finds out all the other masters have been beat, he tries to just train, and it's like it's not about that. You need to master yourself, and I didn't fully get it, but I liked that I didn't fully get it because it sort of had two tracks. It had the kid track. It's bright. It's fast. Then it had this adult track that, like, if you really try to get into the themes, it really is a little touching. Like, it tried a little too hard in places, but I could see where it was going, and I think I would need to study, like, a lot of Tao to really get it.
I think the even more adult theme of it was the fact that Poe discovers his birth father, or his birth father finds him, and the, like, conflict between his adopted father and his birth father, and I was fully convinced there was going to be a twist, and there wasn't with the birth father.
I thought they were going to the two fathers were totally going to hook up towards the end, and they were like, my two dads! I was like, what's happening here?
They did mount each other, so I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that was like something that the kids probably, they're aware of it, but adults, we see it more. So I think it was enjoyable as an adult to watch that, and as a father. a goose father of a panda son.
There are some reveals coming on that new show of yours we don't know about. I don't know. I mean, like, Elliot, I see what you're saying. At the same time, for me, I kind of felt it was... like that whole aspect of like, okay, what he has to learn to get the chi was so watered down as to be like
that,
just kind of like that was even more for kids. I was like, wait, that was it? That was what he needed to learn to... I'm pretty sure he already was about his himself as he could be.
They're like, you need to be yourself, but you need to be a dragon.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt like it went real fast from like...
I don't think you're wrong. Like, I think it did... it's like it went from A to B to C, and then to L. And you're like, okay, well, I just don't think... I think there was a trade-off that the direction had to make of, sure, we could take you through all of this. Like, Avatar The Last Airbender took you over three seasons through it, and did a good job. But they don't have the time in this movie. So, I'll say this. I am curving them up, honestly. I'm like, look, I can see where you were going, and I can see that the studio probably said, dude, make it bright and colorful. so we can make some fucking money.
Yeah.
But I give them points for trying to get there, honestly.
Yeah, fair enough. Even though, once again, it did really bug me. They're like, the master level knowledge, is there such a thing as chi? Come on.
It did bother me that by the end, like, it seemed like they devalued the skill by the very end by making it so easy. And I'm like, well, then what's it worth it now? Like, it should be like a rare thing.
Right.
Yeah, what comes after chi? What is the next thing that you get to learn?
I would say that'll be in the fourth.
Drunken Kung Fu. Yeah.
Oh. Speaking of
Drunken Kung Fu Panda. But, yeah, it's never fucking liked you anyway.
Is Jason Murphy here?
Shifu.
One thing I want to say.
Tigress, you got to have a sandwich. You look like a
tiger. Speaking of Tigress.
Why are you such a bitch?
What? There's been this like underplot, the subplot, the entire three movies of... What? Poe and Tigress, I thought they were get together, but it's like friend. And I'm like, this is more than friends here, you two.
Well, yeah, I've always felt that way, too. It's definitely been shied away from by this point.
Yeah.
And there's because, like, ew.
But you know what? I wonder
if... what Angelina Jolie said.
But she said it more like, ew.
No. I wonder if in the original version there was some aspect of that was playing into that, and then they were like, no, it might be a little weird if the girl who looks just like he does, like, there's a character in here who's a fat panda like he is, voiced
Kate
by
Hudson.
Kate Hudson, that, like, really obviously wants to hook up with him, and that if he was to choose Tigress over her, that would go like,
they chose nobody, though, at the end.
Yeah,
it's like, because it's not a choice.
Well, they could
but she is still a slut.
I just feel like the producers were like, I can see the articles on the Mary Sue tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Let's just not even put this in there.
Not even go there.
I don't want to know my movie is problematic. Let me just shy away from all of it.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think some of the, like, the fat jokes in there.
Well, you mean also the mental challenge jokes that I put in.
Some of it was a little, okay, yeah, fat people can't run upstairs.
They did say they had asthma. To be fair, they did aspect it was an asthma issue, not a fat issue.
But that's actually one of the things that's really interesting about watching a franchise, because this is, I think the first movie came out like maybe 8 years ago. It's been a while. And like, you can just mark how social attitudes have changed that fast.
Yeah.
Because like 8 years ago or 6 years ago, that was not a problem.
Yeah.
And now, like, I'm not saying wrongfully, we're like, whoa, man, like, It's funny to watch how that all changes.
As a fat person, I'm willing to be made fun of, for the record, but I agree that you can't do that willy-nilly with other fat people. So,
that's true.
Or people of overweight persuasions.
Overweight persuasions. Jesus Christ. The gym impaired, I say as a fellow fat
person. I will say as well, I just didn't think this was as funny as the first two.
It wasn't.
I didn't. Yeah. There was nowhere near as many funny gags in this one. And here and there, I kind of chuckled, but there was nothing that made me laugh outright. And the first two, those were one of the things that surprised me so much about them, is how much I was laughing pretty hard while watching it. It never really happened to me during this. There was nothing really? I went like, ugh, like you do in your Norm of the North or what have you, your average really bad animated films that get three or four of them slid out to theaters every year. Shit out.
You can just say planes. Yeah. You don't have to sugarcoat it.
But, I don't know. I mean, overall, it's like, okay, this is the strongest thing about this film is that visually it is still really gorgeous.
It's the best looking one of all of them.
You think?
I think they do something really amazing that I watch a lot of animation. I haven't seen them, a studio really combine 2D and 3D that well.
Mm.
Like, I'm sort of interested to see how they did it, because they made 3D look like, it made it look like 2.5 if you're going to combine them in certain points, just stylistically. And that's always been my biggest problem with 3D. Is that you lose the style.
Yeah.
Because you're so focused on being lifelike that you're like, okay, well, that looks like a bookshelf, but it doesn't look like somebody like put some love into that. It just looks like a bookshelf.
There was a couple of really small moments as far as the 3D that I'd noticed, because like I said, I'm not a huge fan. Like, I'm mostly indifferent to it. I wouldn't say I'm not a huge fan of 3D.
Usually just forget you're watching it, which then you go, why are we even bothering?
Yeah, so like the opening is really solid, but the opening is really obvious. You know, there are obvious 3D effects and things happening, but then there are parts throughout the movie where you're focusing on two people talking, and out of the corner of your eye, like, a leaf will fall, and it looks like it's like really like that small little touch. I'm like, that's amazing.
It's always been with the animated 3D, those particle effects that are what they rely on regularly.
I never remember it like kind of thinking out of my, like, kind of taking me out of the movie and being like, holy shit, that leaf looked real. Like,
it was a leaf on the wind.
Yeah. Now don't you? I'm gonna start crying.
Write a haiku about it. I like the style a lot. as I was an East Asian studies major in college, so I love, you know, China and Japan and that kind of stuff. And I thought, I don't really like pandas, though. That's a whole different issue of me, like, shouting about
something.
A panda
killed my parents.
I've never met anybody who's like, man, fuck
pandas. I have issues about pandas. But I think they took the Chinese style, and it's very, like, some random era of China.
It's very a mashup.
It's very a mashup. Without it being offensive, which I like. Like, they had the pork bun things or the dumplings. Mm. They had
the snackless.
The style of clothing, the style of the buildings looked gorgeous. I think making it look that nice made it on the other side of, this is definitely not trying to be racist. It's an homage to China. And actually, the Kung Fu Panda movies are very popular in China.
Well, thing is that, like, the Chinese film industry has always done these giant fantasy films that pretty much look like this and, like, are a big mashup of all these different things of their culture.
They just haven't
had
the budget.
It's always been like, okay, so this is not something that, like, I would consider offensive, because the Chinese make movies like this, live action, like, all the time.
Into the West
that is
came
one
out
of the things
ago.
I credit.
Oh, yeah.
That is one of the things I credit to this franchise for, because to echo Sarah's point, another DreamWorks movie like Turbo, like, I'm one of the hardest people to offend with racial stereotypes. For the most part, I think a joke is a joke, and granted some are offensive, but, like, the movie Turbo with all the Hispanic stereotypes, like, that did kind of offend me on some level. And so, like, yeah, I give a lot of credit to Kung Fu Panda.
What about Cars with their stereotypes?
Yeah.
What about the Phantom Menace?
I haven't seen Turbo, I'm safe. I haven't seen Cars, I'm safe. And then you had to go and mention Phantom Menace.
Sorry. Speaking of which, I watched the fucking... I tried to watch the episode 2 last night. It's worse than you remember.
Oh, I know.
Why?
It's worse. It's slower than you remember.
No, I mean, why did you try to watch it?
My girlfriend had never seen it, so she's like, I want to watch it.
You could have spared her!
I tried to!
No, it's one of those things you have to do. You know, like, you're gonna... If you're going for a mathematics degree, you gotta take trig at some point.
You gotta watch, yeah. Because, like, sidetrack. You know, all these all these people who want to seem like they're so prestigious to write these articles on how the prequels aren't that bad. So it's like, let me go see. No, they're worse. They are worse than you remember. They go back to Kung Fu Panda.
Like, I can see if that's what you just watched, that this seems better than it is. Maybe you're like going, wow, I just watched the rock bottom of cinema.
The dialogue is so much better.
The last film I saw was Anomalisa, so yes.
Couldn't be more different for animated films.
Yeah.
Sure. Anomalisa could have used more Kung Fu.
Yes.
More bright colors.
Oh my God, can we talk about how adorable those pandas were, though?
The whole panda.
How adorable they were!
I thought you didn't like pandas.
I don't like real pandas.
Oh.
But that one panda that was, like, in love with Tigress, like idolized
her. Baby panda.
I was like, I want 7 of them.
Your ovaries started aching.
Yes. I was like, can I give birth to a panda? How does this work?
Call the Inquirer if it happens. Make yourself some money.
We will do a special podcast dedicated to that if that ever happens. Well, anyway, let's go to final thoughts. Elliot, go ahead.
I've talked too much already.
You have, Elliot.
I know. I'm sort of conflicted about this movie. I like what it was trying to do. I think technically it's amazing. I think the animators who worked on this really did a good job. The art designer really knew what they were doing. But when it comes to it, it has a very slow part in the middle for me when he goes to the village that I don't think they really committed to what they were trying to do. So if I'm being completely honest, I got to give this a 7 dumplings out of 10.
Mm.
JC?
I like this franchise as a whole. It's easy, and especially in this day and age, for kind of, as you alluded to, a studio to make an animated movie with literally no effort. And we've seen how they do at the box office. You can literally make any animated movie with no effort and it not be good, and it's still going to make a buttload of money.
I'm looking at you, Home, which came out last year and made a ton of money, and it was garbage.
Home is a little sweet. It's a little sweet.
I credit this one that it's at least not boring. Like, it's not great. I think the first two are really good. The second one, I think, is better than the first one. This one could have used a few more action scenes and things like that, but it's the tone and the quality for the most part is consistent throughout 3 movies, and that's really all you can ask for out of a franchise. It's that offers almost nothing for adults, but is still good for adults to watch. I would give it a solid 7 out of 10 praying mantises.
Sarah?
I think probably the best thing about this is just how pretty it is, how it doesn't, like, and the quality of the animation doesn't sink at any point. It doesn't go, like, super dark at any time. It stays vibrant and lively, and the movements are great. And the little things in the background, like you're talking about the falling leaves, or, like, even how each panda, even though pandas generally all look the same, they had something unique about them. So, yes!
I couldn't resist.
They're black and white.
Fucking
I said
pandas.
It!
Well, you know, the ones that are black on one side and white on the other hate the pandas that are reversed black and white colors.
Like, those other ones are just lazy.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
No, that's...
Those black pandas with the white, they drive like this.
So it's those things that I really liked. It's not something I'm probably ever going to watch again. But if I'm ever in a situation where I need to entertain kids for a couple hours, I'd be like, Kung Fu Panda 3! And just take a nap. So I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 Tigress action figures.
I want one of those. Those things are
I
awesome.
Do too.
Actually, it was pretty. Especially if it's made just like it is in the movie, where it's wood, but it's articulated parts. That was kind of cool.
So cute.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess ultimately my biggest problem is just that this series has just kind of run out of steam for me. I'm like, you've kind of done everything you're going to do with this at this point, and this feels like kind of a last dregs idea that they came up with to keep pushing it. I mean, at its plus, it is gorgeous. It's got some of the more beautiful visual creative sequences, especially some of the stuff in the spirit world is really cool. But on the downside, like I said, not that funny overall and not that much actual kung fu. And, which I hadn't even brought up, I really love the interplay of Poe with the other animal characters in this who are given next to nothing to do in this film.
I love the idea of David Cross just being pissed at himself for being in this movie and just doing his lines one take saying, asking for another take and saying, shut up, give me $1 million. I already said the line.
Yeah.
And Jackie, is that what he said?
No, that's
probably what it is. That's Smurf money.
And Jackie Chan, it was the only Chinese-born citizen, actual Chinese person in this film.
Wait,
is given like
the,
four lines in the whole movie.
Well, first of all, he's from Hong Kong.
Yeah, but he's Chinese if you're from Hong Kong.
Who was the goose dad?
That is... what the hell was his name? Oh, James Hong.
Yeah.
That's true. I forgot about James Hong. Yeah. All right. But right. He is given a lot to do.
But your point, I mean,
I think he's American born, if I'm not mistaken.
It's like Seth Rogen and Lucy Liu and David Cross, they could have just double parked their cars and done their recording and
they
left.
They parked in the handicap spot at the studio.
It would have taken them maybe 10 minutes.
Angelina Jolie's given a little bit more just a little bit. But even so, most of her scenes, she's not even saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's just her reacting to other
stuff.
And
that's I was kind of surprised when they Shifu sends Crane and Mantis like off to do their own thing. I'm like, oh, they're gonna have their own scene. That's cool. And then they didn't really.
Yeah, not really. Doesn't really. Get
All they JK. Had was like they had one scene where like they sort of go, you can't just pronounce things in front of things and make things great. That was sort of cool. Yeah. But like, I don't know. Just it is disappointing because they could have done more with it.
Yeah, agreed. And that was a big disappointment because that was one of the strengths of the first two films was their interplay. Like the first one being where, he has to earn the respect of these two. The second one, now they're all great friends and they're working together.
But it's
really fun to watch those two things play out.
But you know, with the Oscars coming up and technology changing, this is probably why there does need to be a new category because you can tell the animators came in and made their lines look so much better than what they were going to be.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, there needs to be some kind of recognition for that.
Yeah, I think animation should have more than one award associated.
Yeah, that's all, yeah.
But anyway, I still enjoyed it more than I didn't. I guess I felt mildly disappointed by the whole thing. I'm going to give it 6 out of 10 times I could hear Sarah several seats down from me go, aww.
I did that a lot. Everybody thinks I'm this, like, cold-hearted bitch, but you put, like, that baby panda in front of me, and I'm just like,
actually, I saw a video of Hitler with a baby panda, and he was like, aww.
These are the
Hitler
best.
Hitler got one, and I didn't.